How's everybody?
Good.
No questions today? You're being easy on me? Appreciate it. Well, they're very good. You know, last year they were second. You know, they consistently are one of the best defenses in the National Football League. I think they were third in turnovers last year, first in preseason. Green Bay had 180 yards total offense, or 181, had 8 first downs, and averaged 1.8 yards per rushing attempt. And I think we all know what type of offense Green Bay has. So it's a very good football team on defense. Offensively, they've got some good balance, both in the running game and the passing game. They're in the top 10 in both areas, and their starters averaging 5.9 yards per rushing attempt in Graham. So doing some good things. Not even talk about the turnovers.
You said Monday that you put more of the blame is the right word, but more of the result last week on the offense than the defense. So I wonder if you diagnose your own defense at this point from your view a quarter of the way through the season.
Well, the one thing that I was disappointed in is we gave up four runs that normally we make. We've been making all preseason, so. You take those four runs, we've been, you know, against some excellent running backs, not giving up the big play. And these were just normal runs where we weren't as focused as we normally are. And if you take the other 24 runs, you're saying, hey, that's 2.5 yards per rushing attempt, the plays we have been making. A lot of times when you get run on, you just get, you know, flat beat. You get run over. And so that was disappointing. We missed some tackles in there, and we had some technique errors. And we can build on that. So from that standpoint, there's encouragement. Sometimes you look at that film and you go, holy cow, you know, we got run over. We just didn't get the job done. So from that perspective, that's what I was talking about.
Mike, getting on to that, looking at Ernest Graham, he's not the same running back as Larry Johnson, but the big difference is he is a guy who breaks big runs. What are your thoughts on him trying to contain that one big play that he seems to make every game?
Well, I'm not really sure, you know, year by year when you compare running backs, but when a guy's averaging 5.9 yards per rushing attempt and you're going into the fifth game, that's pretty impressive.
Well, it's usually one big run for him. That's where that big yards per carry comes.
We understand how stats work, but, you know, they all count. You just can't take away that's just like rushing defense. You know, I just gave an example why I thought there's some light at the end of the tunnel, but you still got to go get the job done. You got to play for 60 minutes, and if you don't, you go back to practice and work on those little things. But those are the things that you respect about a back. A back average is over 5 yards a carry. He's a productive back, very productive.
Mike, we talked to Brian on Conference Call today. He said that, you know, periodically over the last few years, you guys have talked. How much have you seen a change in him, just personality-wise and just, like, getting away from it and maturing and that kind of thing?
Oh, it's been great. You know, he's such a great person. You know, what he's accomplished on the football field, what he has accomplished off the football field with his charities, just being around him, it's, you know, kind of step away from football, get a chance to see how he handles himself, obviously married with a child. It's fun to be around him. Just fun to see his growth both on and off the field, and he's a fun guy. Really respect him.
How's his game changed on the field?
Well, I thought it was pretty good when he was here, too. We just didn't have the supporting cast that we might have today. But Brian has demonstrated that with the right supporting cast, he can win a lot of football games, like most quarterbacks.
Like the situation in Oakland?
Hmm?
It seems pretty familiar to you.
What's
going on there?
What's happening there?
I think Lane tied you, actually.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I was a little disappointed, to be honest with you. When you take a look at it, and I was there 582 days. Lane Kiffin was there 616 days. So what it really means is that Al Davis liked Lane more than he liked me. And I really don't think it's fair. I won 3 more games, yet he got 34 more days of work. That just doesn't seem right. Does it to you guys? I mean, really, you think about it.
Any irony in the fact that you and Gruden are going against each other this week during Oakland week, so to speak?
Well, I know the right thing to say. I think I should have said, you know what, I haven't had time to look at interviews and what really happened, but I think everybody saw the press conference. We'll leave it at that. What's that? Well, to be honest with you, I knew how many days I was there. I wasn't sure how long Lane was there, and when I found out after that press conference that Al really liked Lane more than me because he lasted 34 more days, I said, well, that's 34 more days of pay. You think about that? And I had three more wins. That doesn't seem right, does it?
Are you sure he definitely gets paid for those 34
days? No, I can't guarantee that. I cannot guarantee that.
Mike, did you see what Al said about your personal?
Yeah, I did. No, I just think we'll let the press conference speak for itself, and I think we've been through that. We've been down that alley, and we've been down that road before. I don't think I have to go down that road anymore.
Do you have any unsolicited advice for Lane collecting that day?
I think I've addressed that enough right now. Talk about Tampa. Anything else?
Do you think it's a fair criticism of Jay that he has a tendency to try to force the ball down? And against the Tampa-type defense, do you have to reinforce the message that you have to check it down? It's not
that's the problem you want. You want guys that want to force it down the field. Most quarterbacks, they don't want to throw it down the field. They want to think and dunk. They want to get their stats. They want to look at their percentages. A lot like quarterbacks, when they got belief in themselves, they can throw the ball down the field and make some big-time plays. The easy thing is to get them to go the other direction. And I like the confidence. I like the way he's handled himself through preseason, regular season. And we're just talking about a couple passes, two or three here and there. But that comes with age. That doesn't happen overnight. But if I got a problem, that's a problem that I want to have.
Michael, Andre Hall and Dwayne Robertson be available to practice?
Yeah, they will. Okay,
thanks.